For many years now, I've been talking to people and on different levels there. But it's not until you can actually take the information that you've found and make it a reality. That's the important thing. And that's why this weekend I was trying to explain to you to bring it into your reality. All you have to do is honestly realize and understand the principle behind all thought. If you can honestly realize that, like if you realize that you're in a lowered mood, a bad mood, then you should realize right there and then, have the courage to face it and see that it's just a change of mood you're going through. And it's all created from your thoughts. And if you honestly recognize that and accept what you're going through, that's the beginning of it starting to vanish. Please, if anybody has any kind of question to ask, don't be afraid to ask, okay? Because it's by asking questions you can start to maybe get some understanding. Because you must see that everybody works from the same criteria, that is the mind and thought. And everybody has this God-given right, this free will to think as they think. So everybody is doing whatever they should be doing. If it happened to you in life, it was your fate. Let's put it that way. Anything that's happened to you is your fate. If it's happened. Now you try and futurize and change your fate, this is guesswork. Although, with your free will, you're allowed to guide your fate. There's quite a puzzle here. Let me try and explain this to you. One evening I was looking at television, and it took you to Africa, where the people took you to Africa and India, there was two countries. And it took you to where people were skeletons, they were dying. They had no food, because they had no water to grow the food, you know the story in Africa. Eh? And all of a sudden, this cameraman was a lot smarter than he appeared. He switched it onto this big guru that thousands of people follow. Now, there's nothing wrong in this, please. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the people. I'm just trying to explain there's a difference, see? That's all. Remember, the container, the human body, is not responsible. So I'm just telling you what this innocent container was doing. And the reporter says, "What about those people that are all dying in Africa and India?" And he says, "Well," he says, "that is the Lord's way, that's their fate." And the fellow says, "But can't you do anything about that?" He says, "No, you cannot change fate." Now, there's two truths here. That is true. It's a true statement. You cannot change fate. On one level of consciousness, of one understanding, in one world. But when you look at the both worlds together, this is what happens. He says you cannot do anything because it's their fate to starve to die. And here's this Indian fellow sitting. And he was an engineer, well-dressed Indian fellow in India. And the camera said, "What do you think?" And he said, "That's right. But I'll show you something." And you know what this fellow had done? Because he was so grateful to God that he had lived through this starvation, and so grateful that he had an education and become an engineer, he went back to some of those villages. He looked at the mountain, and between the mountain there was a little gap. And he said, "Okay, I'll give you villagers the money." He wasn't a rich man, he had some money, but not much. "I'll give you villagers enough money, you come and listen to me." So they went with them, and they built a dam. And they built it of local clay, which is, when it hardens, it's three times as strong as concrete or something. But they made this dam. So they were waiting for the monsoons to come in. when they had the monsoons, they would have a reservoir, eh? So he turned around to the villagers and says, here's X amount of money, get yourself the tools and get yourself prepared, get yourself the seeds, and you don't have to pay me back for 5 years, and I'm not looking for big interest, I just want my money back, which is super unbelievably fair, eh? And it showed you, 2 years later, everybody was doing well. Now, listen to me. That was their fate. But the free will of humanity has this power to change this reality as they will, because they have the power of God behind them. But either way, it's their fate. Does everybody understand that? Well, you're in the same boat with your life. But if you're going to change your fate, you must drop a lot of your old beliefs, the ones that are creating you the problems. You know, if you were brought up real strict and that the father and the mother were always right, and you teenager comes along and you say, I was told what to do and this and that, and the next thing you start screaming at your kids. But you don't really look at your kids and see that they too have a free will. And that's very important. Now, this is not like the hippie days, let them do what they want. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about honest to God seeing them as human beings, one to one. Start to talk to them one to one and find out the intelligence and the wisdom that your own children have got. And that's really a lot to you. Because once you start to realize the wisdom and the intelligence that your own children have got, this creates a beautiful feeling. It's a mutual feeling of respect for each other, eh? Child to parent. And give a little, take a little. But if you think that you're going to do it by simply just taking, you'll never manage it. Because children will rebel. But honestly, the secret lies in the simple, simple remedy of realizing that everything is thought. And remember yesterday I told you, don't think the world's going to be a bed of roses. I don't care who you are, you're going to have problems. But I know a lot of wise people that seemingly have a lot of problems. But if you say to those wise people, how do you deal with all this problem? He'll say, well, what problem? I've had people say to me, for instance, I don't know how you and Barb are still together after all you've gone through. Well, the way we see it, I can't see us apart after all we've gone through. But it's because they don't have understanding. And understanding is a key word, because if you understand, you don't have any problem. And there's different depths of understanding. And this understanding, there's no end to the depth of understanding until it becomes so pure. That's where they say love is the answer, eh? Because that's where the answer is. Sooner or later it becomes so pure that it's coming from out of this world. It's before the formation of thought. See, if you have an idea and you put it in your head and it's negative, in actual essence, you've created a form in your own head. You've created a thought that creates a negative feeling, eh? Then you're stuck with that feeling. Now you must learn to get rid of that feeling. And to get rid of that feeling, I'm going to tell you again, you have to realize it is all thought. And if you hang on, the thought will change. See, if you're in a low mood today, and everything looks pretty terrible, it's not really, it's a bad life. You just don't like today. Everything's going wrong. Tomorrow morning, you wake up, and you feel good. There's nothing in this world has taken place except for a change in thought. It's very elusive because a thought is a spiritual. It's spiritual. I don't know how you could explain thought. It's just spiritual. It's like a vehicle that automatically, and I mean automatically, you can't stop thought. It automatically, this vehicle called a thought, takes any message that you want to put throughout the world, you put it in your thought. That means to say, the contents of the thought are directly from you, from your free will, from your free way of thinking. So you put your contents in your own thought, then you blame somebody else for putting it in there. And when this starts to happen, then you start to get lost because you've lost the reasoning that you had in your thought system before you were born. Because before you were born, it was pure. It's only when you see reality, when you're born. And I honestly realize as much as anybody that we can all sit here and say, oh, I know I had this experience, but I can handle that. But it's not the experiences that you know of. It's the unknown. Like I used to know, I used to realize that certain experiences when I was a little boy really frightened me. And I didn't realize that these little fears that were put into me as a child were actually controlling my entire life as a grown-up man. They were creating a lot of my problems in my marriage. They were creating a lot of problems between myself and my children. They were creating a lot of problems between me and my boss. And it could keep going on and on because they were my problems. And when they're your problems, you don't just take them to your boss. You take them everywhere you go. You take them on holidays with you. You even say to your problem, let's go on a holiday. See what we can do. When you get over there, you don't really enjoy your holiday because you brought the problem. But the second you start to realize, truly realize, that everything is mind and thought, they're gone. They're gone in time. They're vanished. They're an illusion now. They're a path. Then all those insecure thoughts die away, and with it, all the insecure behavior. You must believe that there's something greater than you that's creating all this. And once you start to realize that you are connected to this intelligence that's inside through this consciousness, then this is where you'll start to wake up. This is where your help is. You're honestly your own helper. Contentment. See, if everybody in the world could walk through the world content, that'd be an incredible situation. Now, a lot of people don't believe in this contentment because some people have said to me, well, what if you go to work and you're so content that you won't do anything? But that's crazy talk. Because to be a contented person, you'd have to be content with your work too. You can't be a contented person and say, but I hate my family life. I'm a very contented person, but I hate my family life. I'm a very contented person, but I dislike my work intensely. You're not a contented person. What I'm saying, if you're a contented person, you would love doing your work. You'd love doing it properly. You'd love doing it as efficiently as possible. That goes with contentment. It's the same when you look at your family, your children, your wife, your spouse, whatever. If you look with a feeling of contentment, that's really all you're looking for. Nothing else in the world matters after you've found contentment. Because if you've got contentment, you won't harm anybody. You don't have any bad feelings towards anybody. You don't have any bad feelings towards yourself. You're not judging the world. You're understanding the world at the present moment because you're contented. Contentment, really please listen to this. Contentment is only a thought. We're back to that again. It's only a thought. So you're only one thought away from being discontented or contented. And if you find contentment, you as a human being, just being a human contented being, will assist others in life. Because if you're a contented parent, you're going to treat your children as a contented parent. You're going to treat your children as a happy parent, as an understanding parent, as a loving parent. But if you're discontented, that's what you're going to give to your children, is a discontented life. You're going to explain to them how to be discontented, just like what most of us have been taught to be discontented. It's just natural. It's just a done thing in life. And I'm just telling you how to get out of it, that's all. A lot of people in this world are contented people. They go through life contented. And these are the people that have happy home lives. These are the people that enjoy doing their work. These are the people that are content with life. And contentment, again, is only a thought. So what about tomorrow morning at 10:30? A lot of people here have children. I know how precious Sunday morning is, eh? So what about 10:30? And it's in another room tomorrow. The Elm room? Where is that?
Around the corner at the end of the hallway.
Around the corner here, then the hallway, eh?